this morning for Coffee at KYUK. Joining Olivia Eberts, who's in the studio, on the phone is Larry Kyariak to talk about federal funding for native language programs. Here it is, your show, Olivia.
Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning? Where are you calling from?
I am good. Good morning, and good morning to everyone in the YK region. I am calling from Dena'ana Land in Anchorage, Alaska.
And, Larry, you work for the Administration for Native Americans, and I know you have some big news coming up, so we'll get to that. But first of all, what does the Administration for Native Americans do?
Well, just a clarification. I work for the Alaska Region Training and Technical Assistance Center that is supporting the Administration for Native Americans. So our role is to provide all the tribes here in Alaska and tribal organizations that are pursuing ANA grants, the Administration for Native Americans. And once they get funded, we also provide the support from beginning to the very end. The Administration for Native Americans is to support tribes so that they can thrive. And they've got six funding streams that they give out every year. A couple of them are for language. One is for environmental regulatory enhancement, and the three socio and economic development strategies are the main sets, which is a national opportunity. Then there's one specifically for Alaska and Alaska tribes, and then the most recent one, and in its second year, is the SEDS for growing organizations, and that is to provide support for governing boards of tribes or organizations that are just started or may need a little help in, growing into a viable entity so that they can provide services to their constituents.
So you help different tribes or people who come to you get these grants?
Yeah, we provide the support. We do that through trainings. So our trainings are free, and that is the first set of trainings that we do is project planning and development, and that is to help start gathering the information as well as planning the planning stages for the grants that are available. And then the next step is the pre-application training, which is walking through each component of the application for the six that I had mentioned before. And then between that and the submission of the application, we also provide technical assistance if tribes or organizations need help reframing or brainstorming or helping out with some of the key components of the application. We can walk them through and provide the support. We have a small staff. There's about four of us, but we also utilize folks that are familiar with writing grants, with tribal communities as consultants. So right now we have about close to 10 people that we can ask for additional help.
So there's been some movement recently with the language grants. Were some recently funded, or we're just going into that cycle? Could you tell us a bit about what's going on there?
We do have a couple language grants that are funded, but I wanted to preface that with the American Rescue Plan Act that Congress passed, the Emergency Native Language Funding Opportunity was included. So they wanted to make sure that languages are thriving and surviving. And from what we know, many of the tribes have lost key language speakers, including elders. So they wanted to provide funding to support the local efforts. And this is a smaller, it's a non-competitive award, And after having tribal consultations and listening sessions with eligible entities, which are the tribes, ANA decided to have this, formulate this funding opportunity as a non-competitive. That means that tribes that do apply will get the award.
And so when is that application deadline?
The deadline for this is in alignment with the two-language ANA funding opportunities, and that's June 25th.
And have you had a lot of interest so far? Are people already applying, or are you sort of coming on coffee this morning hoping to garner a little more interest and get the message out a little more to some tribes around the area who might consider applying?
Both. To answer your question, we are getting a lot of calls, and people are planning to apply. And I really would like to see some tribes in the Waikia region have this opportunity, because we know that our language is in a good place, but I think with additional support, they could do a lot more. And there's a couple of domains that tribes can do, and that is resources and documentation. For example, they could develop language instruction modules. They can record elders. They can also use this money to transcribe and develop curriculums. And the other areas are providing and support instruction in the language, as well as technology and infrastructure. The other thing that it could use this money for is to do some planning for native languages, and that could include surveys, looking at the residents of the community and doing assessments, as well as strategic planning specifically on native languages. The other thing that they can also use this money for is for elder and intergenerational engagement, whether it's having elders do language instruction or storytelling, or even recording them speak in the local language. So I think there's a good opportunity there. And depending on the number of applicants, I think the ceiling that they had set was 95,000, and this money could be used for 3 years. But like I said, it depends on the number of applicants, so that number could be a little higher if some tribes do not apply.
And are these grants limited to tribes and tribal organizations, or could individuals, say, part of a nonprofit or a language group apply as well?
This opportunity, emergency funding, is for tribes, but tribes can also designate an organization a nonprofit organization to write and do the work on behalf of the tribe. The other six funding streams, regular funding opportunities, are for tribes and tribal organizations, nonprofits. For nonprofits, they have to have at least more than half, about 51% of their governing board, they have to be native.
And so these emergency grants are new, and they're funded by ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act. Have there been other similar emergency language grants like this in the past, or is this sort of like a new, exciting thing?
This has never happened before. That was packaged in a broader federal decision. So I don't foresee something like this happening again. So this may be a one-shot deal. So it depends. This is specifically in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So it was included in the act, the American Rescue Plan Act.
And just to get a little bit into personal background, Larry, as I understand it, you're from Chifornik, right?
Correct.
Did you grow up speaking Yuktun?
Yeah, it is my first language. And I grew up in the village until I was 18 when I left for college. And I've gone back and forth, mostly for family and events that have happened in the village. But I still maintain contact with my family and the people in the region.
And have you seen, how have you seen language and Yuktun instruction change over your lifetime in the YK Delta?
I think there's been an emergence of language revitalization and also cultural. From what I've seen over the years, is something that I'm really proud of, that many people are reviving dances. And I love the fact that LKSD supports their students in having dance groups and having dance events in different parts of the community, and also integrating it in some, into some of their activities. When I went home, or went to Bethel for my nephew's graduation a few years ago, pretty much the entire class of the graduating class danced. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And I don't think there's other places in the state that do this. So with some of these efforts, I think, you know, people are proud and are able to speak. I also know that the language is part of the high school curriculum. And there's, you can also get a degree in our language from the university system. So I think there's support to help maintain and preserve our language and culture in the region.
And these have all been, you know, really sort of championed efforts. So do you see these new grants as being equally important for language preservation and revitalization?
Exactly. I think this money could be used as a stepping stone to help maintain and grow the activities, whether it's within a community or a tribe or with, throughout the entire region.
That's really, this program sounds really exciting. So again, that June line, that deadline, sorry, is June 20th? 21st?
June 25th, yes.
25th?
Yes.
Okay, and if a tribe or a tribal organization is interested in applying, how should they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, anaalaska.org. We have links for the funding opportunities, but there's also a place where you can submit a question where it'll be sent to our staff with a question. But they can also call call our office, and hang on one second, I'll get the 800 number. Our 800 number is 888-357-7774.
Okay, and can we just repeat that number one more time for listeners in case they're taking notes or don't have access to internet?
Sure. 888-375-7774. That's 888-375-7774.
Great. Well, Larry, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited about these language grants. And is there anything else you'd like to say?
They can call us for any questions while they're working on the application. That's what we're here for. And if there's somebody that prefers to speak in Yuktun, I can provide the technical assistance in Yuktun as well.
Excellent. All right. That has been my guest, Larry Kaya-Ryruk. He was talking about these new federal funding emergency language grants that are specifically go along with the American Rescue Plan Act. So really excited to hear more about that. Over to you, Grady. Thanks so much, Larry.
That was Olivia Ebert speaking with Larry Kaya-Ryruk about the Indigenous Language Grants available from the Administration for Native Americans. This is Coffee at KYUK. Join us each and every weekday morning after the news, just before 9 for Coffee at KYUK.